Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Two of South Central Ontario's better-known musicians, guitarist, singer-songwriter Jacob Moon, and New World Sun frontman Joel Parisian, have joined forces to form the Commissioners, a new blues roots gospel band music group that has a strong social justice message. The group has been busy in the studio with a recording project and are planning tour dates for an upcoming tour. Jacob's on the phone with us this morning to talk about the Commissioners. But before we begin our conversation with Jacob, let's listen to None of Us Are Free, a track from the Commissioners CD that's slated to be released in this November. Interview with Jacob Moon. Good evening, Jacob.
Hey, how you doing, Robert?
Not bad. Now, you and Joel Parisian have been part of the music scene for quite a while. You know, you as a soloist, Joel both as a soloist and part of New World Sun. When did you guys sort of first connect? Like, when did you first hear Joel or he first hear you? And like, how did you guys initially connect with each other?
It was about maybe like 10 years ago, and I saw him perform with a band called New World Sun at a little bar in St. Catharines called the Double Olive, and the whole place was just kind of rocking. There was people dancing, and it was just a really intense kind of rhythmic vibe coming off the band, and it was overwhelming, and everybody kind of was swept up into it, and so they were playing everything from gospel to reggae to ska to rhythm and blues and everything in between. And so it was pretty pretty inspiring and to the point where I almost was like, man, do I even, what am I doing music? Because these guys are so good. But they definitely have always kind of just been in that spot in my mind where I thought, man, if I could ever work with those guys, it would be amazing. So I worked with their bassist, Rich Moore, a couple years ago. He joined the Jacob Moon Band for the Fascination Tour, and then I just thought, man, I'd like to work with Joel sometime, and maybe there's some project that we can get together and work it out on. And so we, I proposed back in May the idea of forming a band and doing And actually, I just thought it would just be him kind of being a sideman on a project that I'd be spearheading. But I gave him the option at some point in the summertime to either be a sideman or to throw his hat in the ring and throw his support financially as well into making the project possible and going kind of halvesies on it. And all of that entails, right? All the all kind of buy-in that you need from someone who's kind of a full partner. And so, to my delight, he said yes to that and kind of jumped on board. And so, he and I have been kind of working out the songs that this band will do and record and putting the band together and I've just been every step of the way kind of working in tandem to get this thing completed. So we're kind of at the point where we're fundraising for it and we're still finishing it at the same time. So,
well, now how much of a challenge was this? I mean, you just I saw social media you were mentioning recently you were out doing some concerts out in Alberta and you end up running into Joel and the people he's with doing a tour. How do you fit into both of your schedules time to carve out to start up a new band and do a new recording project and the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but I think it's working, you know what I mean? It's amazing how much time you can waste when you're kind of doing nothing. No one seems to be amazed by that, but it is. And when you finally decide that you're going to actually pursue something, it can blossom into pursuing a bunch of things. So I mean, I've got my solo stuff. I've got this new band, the Commissionaires, and Joel's got his solo stuff, the Commissionaires, plus a new band that he's formed called Chops and Soul, which is using the Chops horns as his kind of band and doing a bunch of really groovy, funky stuff with them. It's kind of a funk band, basically. So,
and yeah, it's sounding like the guys from Muscle Shoals and the Tower of Power and stuff like that.
A bit of that to it, but it's kind of, they definitely have kind of a party band vibe to them. You can imagine them kind of playing at a festival and getting everybody dancing sort of thing. So it's super fun music as well. So he's kind of got a few different things going, you know, with the Commissionaires, it really satisfies his need to do something that's where the lyrics are really substantial and there's a lot of meat to them and there's a strong impetus for social justice and then there's this fun band and then there's kind of whatever you can do on the side as a side man to pay the bills kind of thing. So, and that's where we're all at. It's just, you know, there's things we want to do and that we will put our time and money into to get them to happen. But sometimes those aren't the same things that pay the bills. but if we're lucky, someday they will be. And that's my hope with the Commissionaires is that it continues to take off to the point where there's a demand for it and the band has a reason to keep playing together.
Well, I want to get into some of the details in terms of the social justice influence and stuff like that. But before we do that, you've landed on the rhythm and blues, soul gospel, that whole category of music. And I know that some of New World Sun's song lended itself to that. How did you guys, you know, land on that particular genre as the sound that you wanted to work with?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to do that. That was kind of, it came from me a little bit, but then when Joel heard that was kind of where I was going with it, he's a musicologist. He really knows his stuff, and he went back. We listened to Aretha Franklin and the Staples Singers, and we listened to Donny Hathaway and Stevie Wonder I kind of looked at some of the guys who had kind of made some of this music in modern times as well, just that, with that influence, the people who were influenced by the same artists that I just mentioned. So people like Buddy Miller and Johnny Lang and Ben Harper came to mind as kind of modern proponents of that sort of gritty, rootsy style of gospel. but using guitars more than those bands did. It was a lot of keyboard-driven and piano-driven stuff back in the day, and guitars really, for whatever reason, the innovations that people had made on how to play the guitar and bring it to that kind of music didn't fully blossom in gospel until, I would say, the 90s, you know, as far as people really being able to represent on the guitar and play gospel music. So it's kind of a novel thing in some ways. And so I'm trying to bring my own stamp as a guitar player to this music, and it's fun to do. And so I bought a new guitar, you know, that would kind of help me lean in that direction a little bit. And this old Gretsch Tennessean hollow body, and it's got a bit of a kind of retro vibe to it, which sounds great on these songs.
Well, and I think that came partly from, if you go back far enough, that was more of a practical thing, because the hollow body had a larger sound. And when you're competing over, you know, the keyboards, and back then a lot of times it was Hammond organ, you know, you needed a guitar that had a rich, bigger sound to be able to be heard within that style.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, well, I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with guest musician Jacob Moon. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
This is Radio Ghost Town, Salvation Plan in stereo sound. This is a Repl transmission. Can anybody hear me now? Clever zombies hiding out. Resistance took a hit when our leader was nailed to a tree, but they couldn't kill him, so they're trying to tell us we're already free.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Radio Ghost Town, New World Sons, from New World Sons' Rebel Transmission CD. New World Sons Jake, vocalist Joel Parisian and guitarist Jacob Moon have formed the new group, The Commissioners. And I'm your host, Robert White, and we're continuing a conversation with Jacob about this. One of the things you talked about earlier in terms of one of the reasons and rationale behind forming the group was being able, especially you mentioned Joel had a desire for this, is being able to write songs that have a little bit of depth and weight to the lyrics. And one of the things that's been mentioned is the whole aspect of social justice and what the group wants to do with that. Is it just going to be within the lyrics, or how is that going to come through in some of the lyrics that you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, some of the songs we've chosen are songs like None of Us Are Free, Shelter Me. These are songs that have, they're a real cry for justice and for God to show up in the middle of pain and bewilderment and oppression. And that's, you know, there's a lot of you know, biblical argument to be made that we need to be acknowledging in our lives and in our art, you know, the existence of pain and the real existential crisis of living in these times, you know. And and sometimes Christians can be guilty of kind of living in the victory only and not really acknowledging that there is even pain. Or doing it in a way that quickly turns it around to kind of flip to the end of the book, as it were. But I think, I've gotten in trouble sometimes about this. I've you know, sung songs and joined concerts and had people come up to me at the end and going, you know, it's, you know, Jesus is really, he's victorious over all this stuff, and I agree with him. I say, look, I say absolutely. But we wrestle and we suffer, and we're not honest about that. We're kind of pushing those feelings underground, and they have those feelings have a way of kind of sticking their hands up through the earth in the middle mm-hmm. of the night, you know, well, and scaring the crap out of you. So you've got to really, you've got to acknowledge those things. You've got to bring them before God. You got to wrestle with God, and you got to wrestle through these issues of, well, Lord, why is there so much pain? Why is there so much suffering and oppression in the world, and what can we do to be a part of the solution? And so we're giving people an opportunity in shows as well to connect with organizations like Compassion and International Justice Mission, which are two organizations that I've been working with for many years.
Yeah.
To hear stories from the field about people who have been rescued from slavery, from oppression, from wrongful imprisonment, and to invite them to be part of the process of giving, volunteering, raising awareness for these vital ministries.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, going back to what you're talking about, lyric-wise and stuff like that, and talking about, you know, talking about pain and that. You're the third artist right now that is expressing that thought. I mean, Jaylene Johnson out of Winnipeg, her new CD, Potter and Clay, Allie Matthews' new CD, So Shall We Love, all talk and have written songs out of that aspect of pain, out of the whys of what's going on, and just, you know, sort of holding on to the hope that ultimately that God is going to work through this, but just simply that there is stuff going on. So I'm not sure if this is starting to be a trend or if this is just where artists tend to see what is going on in society often before people really recognize it. And I'm wondering whether, you know, we're just sort of looking at it and being prophetic in the forth-telling sense that we recognize that we still live in a broken world and things are going to happen to people that sometimes we just don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, this stuff has been... usually art kind of leads the way on this stuff. But I have to say, I mean, art is way behind the ball on this one. I think that this has been a theme that has been emerging in theological thought and church culture for the last 15 years, maybe longer. I think it's always great when artists are able to shine a light on what God is doing, what is he stirring? And I always hope that he stirs this in artists first, and helps us kind of be almost prophets, even if we're not always welcome prophets, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I think that we have to be. I think the impetus to share this message has probably come to artists before now, but whether for fear of not selling records or not being received, that message was kind of suppressed. I don't know, but I think that we can't be silent anymore. We gotta speak up about this stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I like to, and in terms of what you're saying, you got a quote on your website from Joel talking about this whole aspect of the connection between gospel music and justice, and he says if there isn't a tangible connection between gospel music and social justice, then it's not real gospel music, in my opinion. There has to be an underlying current of redemption and struggle and deliverance. Otherwise, what is good news? Otherwise, what is that good news that the gospel speaks of? Is that sort of a philosophy that's going to be going through what you're hoping the commissioners are going to be doing musically and practically?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, I think there's many expressions of gospel music, but ultimately, what he's talking about is that it's not music that is just content to, you know, to stay in one lane and remain there, which is that lane of just kind of self-satisfied or being content, or obviously we can have contentment, we can have peace that passes all understanding, but gospel music was always kind of the music that was, as I understand it, was started in a time of intense social upheaval And there was a lot of oppression happening by the people who were making this music, mm-hmm. or on the people who were making this music. And so I'm speaking of the African American community in the southern states who were kind of getting this going, and people in Chicago and New York, and this was in the sort of the 20s and onwards that this music was started, and that gave birth to like I say the blues and everything else. But ultimately, was started in that time, and the lyrics had to do with crying out to God to mm-hmm. you know to deliver us from the oppression, from the violence, from yeah. the
Well, if you go back far enough, a lot of that even has roots back in the songs that slaves would be singing, you know, when they were out working in the fields and stuff like that. That whole aspect of, you know, how long.
Further than that, you know, go to the gospel songs, you know, of the Bible. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
And, well, the Psalms,
and David, and everything else, there's some real crying out in those Psalms. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's always been a tradition of this, and I think that. It's been maybe easy to forget about that because, you know, music sells copies, and how can we get them to sell more copies? You know what
yeah.
I mean? And we start asking those questions, and then we stop asking the other questions, which are, how can we make this music more impactful, more meaningful, more of a light, and more of the good news that the gospel speaks of? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I want to take one final break before we finish our conversation with Jacob Moon. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
The earth can shake, the sky come down, the mountains all fall to the ground. But I will fear none of these things. Shelter me.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Shelter Me from the soon-to-be-released CD by the Commissionaires. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to wrap up our conversation with Jacob Moon. You've released a couple of videos online. Shelter Me is one of them, and that None of Us Are Free. What's been the reaction so far to the CDs and to the songs and to the group?
Yeah, there's been a lot of positive reaction, and I think... people are excited that there's a band that's playing this kind of music, and it's I think it's the right time for it, you know. And I think there's people out there who are starved for something that is a little more organic and a little more rootsy in the gospel world. I think Christian contemporary music has a few sort of successful streams, and one of them is kind of pop that's sort of driven by it's sort of edited in the studio mm-hmm. by a producer, and it's kind of made into a sort of perfect little nugget that's all laid out on the grid and tuned within an inch of its life, and that's it. All sounds great, like it sounds yeah. you know, very pro and everything else, but the idea of people just playing in a room and the raw, you know, expression and performance coming off of every person, every instrument, and that coming together to form this kind of somewhat more organic, you know, some might even say messier sort of mélange of kind of rootsy music, mm-hmm. is something that's very popular in secular music, but hasn't really caught on. And for whatever reason, there might be some philosophical reason for this that I haven't gotten to the bottom of yet, but there seems to be some bias against it in Christian music. Whether that's just because the people who have been most successful at keeping their songs on the radio are the people from that genre that I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably it. It's probably what's going on, is that there's that radios have to pick a format, right? Radio stations in Canada have all said to me that they can't just play Christian music. They have to play a certain kind of Christian music,
yeah,
a certain genre, and for that they've gone to stuff that sounds like, you know, whether it's somewhere between Switchfoot and Casting Crowns or Jeremy Camp or whatever. It's in that vibe, and so it's sort of big. It's pop. It's kind of anthemic. And it's kind of aimed at millennials, sort of thing. And so our stuff is really aimed at just people who like music, and they're coming from all the different generations. They're not sort of pigeonholed in one certain generation. Yeah. Although people from my age older are people who would actually remember, you know, other examples of this music and would have some frame of reference for it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a blues fan from way back. And when I first heard the stuff you guys are doing, it's like, and it was raw in terms of musicians. It's stripped down. It's, you know, Joel on keyboards, you on guitar, bass and drums. Hey, and that works for me.
Yeah.
So, we got about a minute left or so. Where can people find out more about the Commissioners and about when the CD is going to be released?
Yeah, if you go to pledgemusic.com/the Commissioners. And that link is on my site, jacobmoon.com, or you can go to facebook.com/the Commissioners. You can see all the videos and catch up with what we've been doing. And if you pledge even a minimum of $10, you'll get the album when it comes out digitally. And there's all kinds of exclusive packages above that where you can get other stuff as well. And so... we'll keep you posted along the way with videos and updates about what we're busy doing in the studio. And we're actually going back in the studio on Thursday to keep working on this thing. So
great, Jacob. Thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thank you, Robert, so much.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Jacob Moon. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. Be sure to tune in next week for another look at our Faith, Arts, and Canadian Culture Meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter @CELA13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.